Blog Talk Radio.
If my people who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their
I'm
Hallelujah.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I would like to welcome you to Taking It to the Streets, Sweet Hour of Prayer for this Monday, September the 13th, 2021. And tonight I am joined by some phenomenal servant leaders, hallelujah, in the persons of Apostle Edwin, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Elder Leola Williams, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle, hallelujah, the beautiful Apostle, my sister, my friend, Zeta Flowers. Of course, we have Pastor Lester Carver in the house. And let us not forget our dearest one, Minister Gladys is in the house tonight. So I just want to thank all the anointed serving leaders that are here standing in the ready to pray. And as always, we are going to even begin our prayer meeting with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. So won't you bow with me? Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your promise that where two or three are gathered, you are here in the midst. So, Lord, we welcome you here tonight as we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon us yet another day. We ask that you would open our ears, Father God, so that we might hear your voice. Please, sir, open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom, and open our spirits so that we might know your leading and guidance. And please, sir, open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love as we stand in the gap for others in love through our prayers on tonight. And Father God, first and foremost, we come confessing our sin. So please search us. And if we have done, thought, or said anything unpleasing to you, if you find any fault, please create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Because Jesus, the Logos, said, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. So, Father, we praise you and we come humbly right now praying according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Where you said, if your people, which are called by your name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and we turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and will forgive us our sins and heal our land. Lord, we come tonight just humbly with bowed down hearts. Hallelujah. Asking that you hear our petitions. Father, we come before you tonight with pure motives, clean hands, clean hearts. And we don't want to ask amiss. We want to ask things according to your holy word. And Father, we want you to know that we come tonight not being anxious for anything, but we're coming tonight with thanksgiving in our hearts, making our requests and our prayers and our supplications known unto you. And we ask, Lord, that you stand with us continually as we pray. Stand with us as we rejoice forevermore. Stand with us, Lord, as we give thanks. And please stand up in each one of your servants tonight so that we may pray according to your will by the power of your spirit. Because we don't want any part of our flesh or the world to enter into this prayer meeting. Father God, we are not here for form or fashion. We are not here to be simply heard by men. But we want to be effectively used by you. We just want to be righteous intercessors that are free of pride, free of desperation, and free from fear so that we might show others a more excellent way to pray. We want our hearts to be so pure, God, and our love to be so real that when we pray, hallelujah, we will pray in a way that will cause you to move right now. And Lord, I ask you to continue to bless every home and every ministry represented here tonight. And we just thank you for the opportunity to stand before you as a family and pray. Lord God, we thank you, we love you, and we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise because you and you alone are worthy. And it is in your holy and righteous name that I do pray all things. Let the servants of God say amen and amen.
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 Hallelujah. All right. Well, I'm going to, since I just prayed that prayer, I'm going to, what we're doing here tonight, my brothers, my sisters who are listening, it was laid on my heart that, you know, many times servant leaders do not, or the people of God do not hear servant leaders praying for them or in earnest. And I'm so blessed that I have a family of believers that stand with me, hallelujah, in the vision that God has given me. And so tonight we are going to just stand and pray according to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for the issues and the things that we see and we are concerned with. And I am going to ask that Pastor / Bishop will come. Lester Carver will now come, and I want him to start us off, hallelujah, with a bang. Let's get this praise and prayer party started in the name of Jesus. Pastor Lester, amen. Come on in the room.
Amen.
Or do we have Prophetess Vanessa? He must be having technical difficulties. Well, that's quite all right. The devil is alive.
Yes,
we gonna split. Oh, okay.
I'm here.
All right. Well, come on in the room there, Prophetess Vanessa. We'll let you start it on off then, honey.
I had you on mute. Sorry about that, everyone. Father God, we thank you today for this opportunity to give you praise and to remember about your sovereignty, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for this group. We thank you, Lord, today for people just hearing your heart right now. And I'm thanking you, Lord, today for your healing purposes, Lord, that are in the earth even now. Despite what we see, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you touch the hearts and the minds and the bodies of the people in the world all over, Lord, those who know you and those who not. You're a just God. You're a sovereign God. You reign on the just as well as the unjust. I thank you, Father God, today that you heal them, Lord, of anybody that's dealing with the spirit of fear. I thank you, Lord, today, those who are not just dealing with the spirit of fear, Lord, but infirmity in their bodies, Father God, of afflictions and things that are in our atmosphere. I thank you, Lord, today, that those who are just fearing just what they see in the media and the things that they hear in their families and generational things, that, Lord, that are coming to the surface right now, those who are fearful, Lord, because of what they hear. But I thank you, Lord, today that you draw their attention to you and to their purposes. Lord, let them remember how you are a God of justice and you're a righteous God. And that has to do with your healing virtue. I thank you, Lord, today that even as it pertains to our servant leaders and those who are over great congregations, small or little or whatever it may be, even spirit, those who have ministries and outreach, dealing with the homeless as well. I pray for them, Lord, right now that you strengthen them, Lord, in their inner man. I thank you, Lord, today that they have time and rest to really reflect on who you are and the things that you have led them to do. And for those who are weary in heart, Father God, that you give them courage and that you give them strength and you refresh them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you,
Lord,
today that our prayers and our faith is not just a whisper, it's not just a wish, but that we begin again, Lord, to remember what faith is and what it is not. And it is to have sure trust and confidence in who you are. And that as we begin to read the word, Lord, that we pray the word to ourselves, we pray without ceasing, not in a religious or holistic way, but in a relational way, that we remember who you are, Lord, in spirit and in truth, and we worship you, therefore, in that place of trust. And I thank you, Lord, today, right now, for those, the new homeless. I thank you, Lord, today that they're not just people that may be dealing with addiction issues or mental issues, but there's entire families, Father God, that are on the verge of being homeless that are homeless for whatever reason, loss of job, underemployed, those who have been forgotten for whatever reason, those who are in places of strife with family or friends. I thank you, Father God, today for provision, that only your provision, Father God, that we know your divine provision and orchestration, Lord, can supply. We don't understand your ways, Father God, all the time. And I thank you for those who may be struggling and wrestling with the spirit of pride, that they begin to go out, Lord. There's so many resources out there, Lord. And I thank you, they don't always look the way we think they should look or want to put ourselves in vulnerable places. But I thank you, Lord, today that you strengthen that man or that woman, that family, those who have children who are very another vulnerable group that are on the streets, living in their cars, Father God, living in the parks, in different places, Lord. They're even in encampments all over the state, of every state right now, of homeless people, under bridges, Lord, in all types of places, even in vacant buildings and vacant. Lord, don't forget these people, Father God. I thank you for those who are in places of outreach right now, who are looking for these new homeless to place them in places where they can be
saved,
in places, Father God, where they can get the help that they need and get restored. I thank you, Lord, today. Right now, I'm also going to pray about the food supply. I'm going to pray for, Lord, I just thank you right now for your wisdom. All wisdom comes from you. I truly believe that. And so I thank you, Lord, today for not just us eating healthy, Lord, but even for those who are in places of food deserts where there is very little food and even less now for whatever reason.
Yes,
it's creating levels of fear and deprivation, Lord. In so many ways, people are starting to steal and do all kinds of things, and crimes are being committed because of fear in these places of food deserts. I thank you, Lord, for that wise man and woman of God who knows how to cultivate the land, who knows how to garden, who knows how to eat healthy without having to eat meat, who knows how to bring these things and this knowledge, Lord, to those in the body of Christ. And I thank you, Lord, that that in itself is a ministry, and that for those who are struggling with this knowledge, and when I say struggle, they don't know whether or not this is for people in the body of Christ. It surely is right now. And even those who don't know how to take care of themselves herbally, who don't know how to use herbs, who don't know how, if it's right, if it's wrong, I thank you, Lord, for our knowledge base expanding right now in the name of Jesus, that we're not fearful and we don't do things out of paranoia, to take care of ourselves better, to eat better, to know how to spend our money, Lord, so that we can be able to buy supplements and things of that nature and know how to cultivate the ground. I thank you, Lord, today for that, for new resources and these things that are coming up, that those who are wicked and corrupt, Father God, will not monopolize these areas, Father God, where we can spread to those who have need, even in other countries, especially third world countries. Thank you for this global ministry in this area.
Yes,
and I just thank you, Lord, today for a level of peace, a level of peace that we can come to so that we can recognize you as a sovereign God, a God that's merciful, God that's loving, a God that's faithful, so that we can be able to really pray into this world, into this land, Father God, your full purposes for your body, for the body of Christ, and for those who don't even know you, especially for those who are lost. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Let the church of God say amen. Come on, servant leaders, come on in the room. We got to lift these things up. We touching and agreeing up in here. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, come on now. We got to lift this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Mother Mitchell, are you prepared to come on in the room?
Thank you, Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Father God, we just come to your throne of grace this evening just to say thank you for one thing. We've asked that you help us to let you know how we feel about who you are to us. We thank you, Father God, for our righteousness in you. We thank you for you being our provider, our healer. We thank you for your love. You are our rest, and you forgive us for all our sins. And your word says you throw them as far as the east is from the west, to never be thought of again. There is no condemnation in us because of you. We thank you, Father God, for the new covenant of grace which we worship under, faith and favor. You are our protection and deliverance and our prosperity. You say that we prosper as our soul prospers. Father God, we want to thank you for the wisdom to pray effective and strong prayers as you would have us to pray. Effective prayers do what you want them to do. If you tell us to go and sit with the sick, we could go and sit with the sick, but you said go and heal the sick. We need to learn how to do that, Father God, in your name. We just thank you and praise you and give you all the honor and the glory. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. That's all right right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go up to, we're going to let a gentleman come on in the room. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Apostle Edwin to come on in the room, followed by his lovely wife, Prophetess. Thank you, Jesus. All right, come on in the room, saints.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come before your throne, O God, as we intercede for your people, God. You said in your word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Father God, we asking you, God, to stir up the body of Christ. We ask you, Lord, those that are believers, God, because a lot of folks are calling themselves Christians, but they are not believing. So, Father God, we asking you to stir up the believers, God, the believers that are going to get into the trench. God, get into the trenches and pray and seek your face for the will of God, so that they might have a spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying unto them in the name of Jesus. Because, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, your prophets have told us, God, that at this moment you are lifting us up, taking us to a new level. You're taking us, Father God, into prosperity. You're taking us, you said the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And God, you're making that transfer but Lord, if we don't have an ear to hear, we won't hear you tell us how that money all those wealth is going to be transferred to us. So, Father God, I'm asking you to stir, God, stir that they will get into a place of prayer and supplication that they will not miss, oh God, what you have for them. God, you want to bless us, but we can't be blessed because we are not listening to the blesser. In the name of Jesus, we're hearing what the people on the internet are saying. We're hearing what the media is saying. We're hearing what the false prophets are saying. We're hearing the politicians, but we're not hearing you, God. You are our source. You are our source. So, Father God, we are calling on you tonight to stir, God. We're asking you to stir us, oh God. Stir, Lord. Yes. Stir those in the trenches, God. Stir your believers, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you said in Psalm 49 that you will take care of the wicked. So, Father God, we thank you that you are the God of substance. You said if you told us, God, you would do it, God. Yeah, I'm not a man that should lie or the son of man that should repent. Did I not say? Well, I'm not performing. So, Father God, we know you're going to perform it. So, God, we look to the word. We look to your word, Proverbs 3 and 5. You say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall. Not he might, but he shall direct thy path. So, Father God, we're lifting you up, your name up. God, and you said, God, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, God, to move in the land. We asking you to move in the land in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you,
amen. Hallelujah.
God.
That was all right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. God, tonight we just come before you, thanking you and praising you. We thank you, Father God, for a mind and a will to pray, a mind and a will to come before you, Father God, to come before your face, Father God, and not so much your hand, oh God, God, we're just lifting up the sick and afflicted everywhere, God.
Yes, Lord.
That you would bring help and cure and touch, Father God. We come up against the pain, oh God, the COVID-19, the cancers of
this
world.
Jesus.
We come up against you with the resurrection blood of Jesus Christ. And we bind and cast you out and send you into outer darkness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just ask for your healing, virtue, and power, filling the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, Father God, your peace, Father God. Oh, God, bringing peace to the bereaved families, Father God, of this world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will bring comfort and hope and peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you that your promises are yea and amen. And, Father God, we give you the glory. Father God, we just continue to lift you up and thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you that your word is true. Thank you that all things are working together for our good. Thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that should rise up against us in judgment, we condemn that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just thank you for giving us an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to us, Father God. And Father God, we just decree and thank you for a mouth and wisdom which all our adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you that as we're walking in your will and in your way, Father God, that you have given us every place that the sole of our feet shall tread. Thank you for giving it unto us in victory. Thank you, Father God, for the victory in all things, Father God. It may not look good or feel good, but we know that we have the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in him. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you, and we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we pray. Amen and amen.
Ooh, amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. All right. Elder Leola, come on in the room, beloved.
Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, with clean hearts, Lord, and a renewed mind, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you will hear our prayers, Heavenly Father. Hear our cry, Heavenly Father, for this land, for our families, Lord, for our health, Heavenly Father, for those who are in need, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you will reach down, Heavenly Father, and pull us out of the places that we are, Lord, in the places of being stuck, Heavenly Father, in the places of fearfulness, Lord, in the places of not knowing which way to go, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for the addicted, Lord, that you will renew their mind and their heart to bring them out of those areas, Heavenly Father. I pray for those who are in need, Heavenly Father. There are so many people in need, whether it's homeless, whether it's hunger, Heavenly Father, or whether it's not knowing their mindset, Lord, renewing their mind, mental illness, Heavenly Father, health and sickness, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you will hear our cry and our prayer, Lord, as we call out to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen.
Oh, amen. Glory to God. Minister Tina, come on in the room, beloved.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, just praising you and honoring you and giving you all the glory for another beautiful day you have made for us to be here worshiping you with each other, Heavenly Father. I just ask that you touch all those out there right now who's lost a loved one. Maybe a loved one who was depressed, who lost their way, who didn't know you, Lord. And I just pray for all the folks out there who feel hopeless, who feel like they don't have anywhere to turn because they don't know you, Lord. Touch those people. Touch their families. Let them know that there is hope. You are the hope. You are the way, Lord. Let touch their hearts, touch their soul, touch their mind, touch their spirit, everything, from their heads to their, from the tops of their head to the bottom of their feet. Let them know you, Lord. Show them your light, Lord. Mental illness, depression, and hopelessness is very real, especially in these times, Heavenly Father. And we need to come together, Lord, with you and touch our brothers and sisters who are suffering. We lift up all your children right now who are being abused and trafficked, Lord. We ask that you touch those babies, touch those children, help them escape from their abusers, Heavenly Father. We pray for the abusers. We pray for you to have them sin no more, Lord. We pray for you to touch their hearts and souls and let them know that, yes, this is wrong. This is not of you, Lord. This is of the dark side, Heavenly Father. We pray for those right now who are suffering from despair, who may have lost their job recently, who may be suffering from COVID or cancer or any type of illness that they're feeling lonely and by themselves, Heavenly Father. Let them know that they are not by themselves. They have a spiritual family out here. We can pray for them, and we will help lift them up to you, Lord, and show them the way, Heavenly Father.
Jesus.
We just want to come together and thank you again, Lord, for having this ministry to be able to pray together, Lord, and be able to touch people's hearts and to lift them up to you, not to us, but to you. You are our Savior.
Lord.
You are our healer. All things can be possible through you, through Christ. And we are just so thankful that we know you, Lord, and that we try and strive each day to serve you the best way that we can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen, amen, hallelujah. Evangelist Michelle, beloved, are you in the, where are you with us, baby?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, precious.
Yes, I'm here. Do you want me to pray?
Yes, precious.
Father God, I just come to you right now. Just coming to your throne of grace. Just lifting up the world to you right now, Father God. You know the conditions of the world right now, Father God. I'm just asking that you just cover the world right now, Father God. Just ask that you just bleed your precious blood down on this world, Father God, and just cover it with your precious drops of blood, Father God. Just cover it from the head to, from the crown of the head to the precious feet, Father God. You know what everybody is in need of, Father God. We just ask that you just cover everybody, Lord God. You know what everybody is in need of, Father God.
Yes,
you know,
Lord,
what everybody's children are in need of that are back in school,
Lord.
Father God. We ask that you cover the children, Father God. Cover the teachers,
Lord.
Father God. We ask that you cover all the doctors when the patients are coming in, Father God. We ask that you cover all the babies that are being born, that are suffering, being born into the world with COVID, Father. We ask
my
that
Lord
you cover all the elderly, Father God. Cover the ones who, the elderly whose checks are being stolen, all of the mail, Father God, for they need their money, Father God. We ask that all the people who have been suffering from the fires, Father God, just cover them, Father God, for all the churches that have opened, Father God, and we ask that you just cover them, Father God, for some of them are impatient, they're impatient, Lord, and they wanted to reopen, Father God, so we just ask that you cover them, Lord Jesus. Cover all these babies, Father God, that are being sex trafficked, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
cover
Lord.
Them, Father God. Cover their minds, Father God, so that they have no memory of the things that have happened to them, Lord God. And watch over their parents, Lord Jesus, and give them the right mindset that they can cover their hearts, Lord Jesus, And we ask you to cover every military branch, Father God. When bring those
Lord.
People back home, Lord God, that they be right in the right mindset, Father God, and cover their families, Lord Jesus, that they will be able to help them to just be right, Father God, for all the things that they have heard,
Lord.
The things that they have seen while they were away, Father God, and help the government to be there for them when they come back home, Lord God, because we treat them so bad, Lord Jesus, when they come back home after they serve, and we just treat them so bad. So we ask that the government just be there for them, Lord Jesus. We ask that every church that stands open, whether they stand open or whether they're on the airways, that they just give their flock some good food, Father God, because the people are so hungry and they're searching for a mighty word, Lord Jesus. So we just ask that there's a good word for your people because they're hungry, Father God, and we just ask for a word for your people. And I ask this in all things in the name of your darling son, Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on that cross, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Beautiful. Apostle J. Leon, beloved, come on in the room.
Father God, it's in the name of the resurrected Jesus. We come before you to give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father, we're letting you know that we're all touching and agreeing as your servants, Father God.
Yes.
We're touching and agreeing for a change in this world. We're touching and agreeing, and we're calling forth your word to come to pass, your word to rescue this earth, just as you sent the word made flesh in Jesus Christ for our sins, as remission of our sins. Now, Father, we come before you right now boldly. We come with power. We come with the authority to take dominion, as you gave us in the book of Genesis, to take dominion, Father God, to subdue. And like right now, Father, we're subduing the strongholds of the land that the enemy has cast upon us, oh God. We command that the enemy be brought down out of the high places, the ones that is, the ones that have the clandestine efforts and plans, Father, the hidden agendas, oh God. Let there be light. Let there be truth that will come forth. We are living in a time and a generation, Father God, that even the very elect are being deceived. Father, we're asking for truth and revelation to come, for a renewing of the mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're asking that leaders would become bold enough to speak against the things that are not of you in this earth, because it is because we're not doing what you called us to do, that we're lax, that we are watered down, that we are fearful, that we are bound, oh God. So we're asking that you will break the chains, the feathers and the cords, that we will rise up and stand and take our position in the high places, because your word says that you didn't give us a spirit of fear. Your word says that you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds. We got to reach up and pull down the strongholds. We got to cast down the vain imaginations that the enemy has posted, that the enemy has infiltrated in technology. The enemy has infiltrated even in our school system. The enemy has infiltrated in the pulpits. The enemy has infiltrated in the healthcare system, in the military, in law enforcement, Father God. We're asking that you deploy your angels right now. We need the warring angels to come forth right now to do battle, Lord God.
Thank
your word
you,
says that the kingdom
Thank
suffers
you,
violence, and the violence takes by force. We're coming with the force of God. Your word says that you give us power to run through troops and leap over walls. We're jumping over every Jericho wall that the enemy has put up to keep the righteousness and the holiness of God out of the land, out of the schools, out of the home, Father. COVID-19 is happening because you allowed it to happen, because your word says that if you send pestilence among your people, if you allow the locusts to devour the land, if you shut up heaven and there be no rain, but your word says, if my people who are called, Father, we're crying out that you would stir the hearts of the people, Lord God.
Amen.
It's in 13. It's in 2 Chronicles 7:13. We got to be stirred up, Lord God. So I'm asking that you would stir them, even if it means to rob them of their sleep.
Father God. Wake them up. We need an awakening to be
right
revived.
Now,
we need
Lord.
An awakening that would lead us to revival so that we would go and take
yes.
back what the enemy has stolen. He's
yes.
gaining ground,
yes.
Lord God. We need to plunder hell to populate heaven, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And we need people to turn from their wicked ways. We decree and declare that the sick ones of will be bold in the grocery stores and tell them about a man, like the woman at the well that said, come see a man. But do you know a man? A man named
do
Jesus that died
him.
For your sins, that at his name, every knee must bow. At
Amen.
His name, COVID has to go. At
Amen.
His name, same-sex marriages will not stand. At his name, the government will not put in ungodly laws. We are allowing this, so have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Let us come together. Let the numbers grow on this prayer line. I decree a declaration that the numbers of prayer warriors will come into this prayer line. They will pray and fast and seek your face, that we will call upon the
yes,
name of the
Lord.
Because your word says, they
Amen.
That call upon the name of the Lord shall be
yes,
saved.
Lord.
We need salvation.
Yes,
we
yes.
need repentance in the earth. We need leaders that are going to preach heaven and hell. We need preachers and teachers and ministers and elders and apostles and motherboards and deacons. We need people that are going to be sold out for you. I speak it in the name of Jesus. We cast
in
it down. We ask
Lord.
That you will open up the deaf ears, Father God. Bring understanding to this generation. These people think that what they're doing is correct, but I know that it is wrong. We know that it's wrong. You know that it's wrong. Help us to teach them, Lord.
Yes,
help us
yes.
show us what
Hallelujah.
We need to do, Father. Teach us how to sow the right seed, Father God. Because the seeds that are being planted are demonic, and I decree crop failure right now in the name of Jesus.
The
enemy seeds will no longer flourish. The enemy seeds will not be harvested. I decree and declare that every demonic seed that the enemy has sown in the lives of this generation, in society, that the seeds that the enemy is sowing in the military and in government, even in the White House, that those seeds will come to a divine abortive situation, Father God, that they just be disrupted and destroyed, Father God, in the
yeah,
name of Jesus, that they
the
not have root.
Jesus.
Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. Jesus
yeah,
came that all
amen.
Should repent, that none should perish. So we stand in the gap today. We stand on this call
yeah.
today, Father God, on this blog network
yeah.
all over the world. But, Father, we're asking for more laborers, oh God. Your word says the harvest is ripe,
okay.
but the laborers are few. But we're calling in
few.
The ones that are gleaned in this field, Father. We need them, Father. So deploy your angels, oh God, your heavenly
right
angels
now,
and your earthly
in the name
angels.
Of
deploy
Jesus.
Them. As you deploy, as the military deploy soldiers all over the world to defend, let us defend what's right, Father. Let us stand for what's
yes,
right. Let us rebuke when we need to rebuke. Let us cast down when we need to cast down. Let us lay hands on the sick and they be healed. Let us tell people the truth and let the truth set them free. Let us not be ashamed
yes,
of the God.
Hallelujah.
Let us
yes,
be bold
Jesus.
In this, oh God. In this hour,
yes,
in every moment
Thank
of time,
you.
Not just on Monday
Thank
night,
you,
but
Lord.
Every day of our life, Father, and we forever
yes,
give you the
Lord.
Glory. Because, Father, we pray that now
Thank
through
you
in this time that you would quicken us by way of the Holy Spirit and that you would move
yes,
in us
amen.
Like never before and we will do what you have called us to do so
yes,
that you will hear from us. And that you will heal this land because it's not just COVID. It's wickedness and COVID, and it's just too much going on, Father. It's mother against daughter, father against son. It's men thinking that they're women. It's women thinking that they're men. We need order, and we need it now,
right
Father.
Now,
and
in
your
name
word
of
says,
Jesus.
They
Amen.
That call upon your name.
Praise
shall
God.
Be
praise God.
Father, we're
yes,
calling
Lord.
Upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Apostle
Amen.
Zeta, come on
Amen.
In the room.
Hallelujah.
Apostle.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed. Hallelujah. Much of it that was on my heart to pray about. But, you know, there is always more. So I just praise God tonight for his goodness, his mercy toward us. I thank him for life tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he has put life into us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, so that we can do the same for others. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We can touch. Hallelujah. We can heal. I mean, we know who the healer is, but he uses us.
Yes.
He wants to work in us and through us because we are his vessels. Hallelujah. And so
yes.
I just praise him. I'm just excited and I know it's time for revival, but
yes.
I also know that the Lord help us because the revival needs to begin in us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There needs to be a stirring, hallelujah, among God's people. Hallelujah, that we will stand and that we will know. Hallelujah. And no matter what comes against us, that we will still stand. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And know, praise God, hallelujah, what he will do. Praise God. And that if we get stirred up among ourselves, hallelujah, and I'm talking about leaders, praise God, then we can stir up the rest. Praise
other people,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because when they see us
thank
coming
you,
together
Jesus.
In unity, hallelujah, when they see us praying, hallelujah, when they see us going out and doing the very things
yes.
that he's called
yes.
us to do, hallelujah, mm-hmm. it's going to be a stirring in them, hallelujah, and then when the door opens for revival, they are going to come in, hallelujah, they will be delivered, they will be set free, hallelujah, they will be ready,
thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
To turn their lives over to God, hallelujah, so I see it coming, hallelujah, and I see it just being,
yes.
this is the beginning, hallelujah, because we're doing what he told us to do, and
what
that's to pray, hallelujah, because
yes.
prayer does change things, hallelujah, things
yes.
does happen, hallelujah, when we are praying together, praise God, and hallelujah, I thank the Lord, we're having a push conference coming up, pray until something happens conference, hallelujah, it's our annual one, and I'm just stirred up because that's what we have to do. We have to push, hallelujah.
Yes.
First, we have to push ourselves, hallelujah, into doing what he's called us to do, praise God. And then we have to continue to press on, hallelujah, that the rest of the world will see us, praise God, not us as our own selves, but the seeing Jesus in us, hallelujah, going forth, praise God. And that's what it's going to take to change this world. Praise God. So, Lord, Father God, I just pray in the name of Jesus as we are all stirred tonight that you will continue to stir us, Lord. Hallelujah, that it won't be no sitting down. Hallelujah, it won't be no relaxing. Praise God, until we pray, until we do see a difference. Praise God.
Yes.
Because we know, hallelujah, within our own selves what has happened. Praise God, when we have called on you. Hallelujah, you
yes,
heard us,
Lord.
You answered us. You have shown us great and mighty things. Hallelujah. So we're asking, Lord, that you would continue to do that. Hallelujah. And according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, hallelujah, some of us are ready for that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We want our land. We want the healing. Hallelujah. In our land.
Yes.
We want that. Hallelujah. So there are some of us, you are raising some of us up and stirring some of us up that we are going to do just what you ask us to do.
Hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. We will see a difference in the land. We will see a change. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
we
Jesus.
Will.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
Your holy name. And Father God, I lift up the youth. Hallelujah. Yesterday there were youth in our midst, and I just pray for the youth, Lord. Hallelujah, that you would touch them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That you will have somebody, hallelujah, that has a heart for them. Hallelujah. That will pour out unto them. Hallelujah. That will allow them to know and help them to realize, hallelujah, that God made them, hallelujah. He had a purpose, hallelujah, for them when they were born, and to know that they are here on purpose, for a purpose, praise God,
yes,
because some
Jesus.
Of them just
amen.
Don't know that. Hallelujah. They look at us grown-ups, and they look at us leaders, and they think it's all for us. It's all, but God has a place for his youth as well.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. So I'm just praying, hallelujah, that he will use me, use others, stir up other laborers in the vineyard, hallelujah, that they will not pass up the youth, praise God.
Amen.
Because many of them just don't know which way to turn, praise God, hallelujah. They don't think they can go to their parents, hallelujah. Some of them are not church, and they just don't know, praise God. So they
help
just need
Jesus.
Somebody, hallelujah, to
yes,
lead them
Lord.
To Christ. Hallelujah, and let them know that they are valued, that there is a place for them. Hallelujah to
yes,
be.
Yes, Lord, amen.
And I just pray for our youth, of course the children as well, but I see the youth, hallelujah, some of them getting into all kinds of things, praise God, because there's not enough that are, you know, willing to spend time with them. Praise God,
amen.
To get them to the place where they need to be. So, Father God, I'm just asking that you will help us even in greater ways,
help them.
Bringing our
yes.
youth together and allowing them to know that there is a purpose for them. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Amen. Saints of God, you have been listening to Taking It to the Streets, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And, of course, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I was joined by beautiful servant leaders of the Spirit Alive Ministry, Gap Ministry, Hallelujah, No Bounds Ministry, all of the ministries that are represented here, hallelujah. We just praise God for Apostle Zeta's ministry, all the ministries that are represented, and all the servant leaders that were here.
Yes, Lord.
And we just pray that you will continue to pray with us. Hallelujah. And call our studio at 714-364-4337. And let the world hear you raise your voice. Let
Thank
the world
you.
Hear you cry out. So on behalf of myself, Apostle Edwin and the Prophetess Kathleen Holloway, Minister Tina Brown, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Elder Leola Williams, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and our Prophetess Vanessa Carver, along with our Evangelist
yes.
Michelle Scott, we just pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. We pray that
yes.
you have a beautiful and blessed week. And from our household to yours, it is truly our fervent prayer that you be
yes, Lord God.
Good night, and God bless you, each and every one. Hallelujah,
yes,
saints.
Yes.
Thank you, my
hallelujah.
Mighty
hallelujah.
My mighty
amen,
family.
Amen.
God
love
bless you,
love
beautiful
y'all.
Family.
Amen.
Love you. Goodbye. God bless you, beautiful spirit. Goodbye.
You too.
All right. We love that prayer, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Lord.